Welcome to Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1.
In a most shocking turn, President-elect Donald Trump capped his unlikely campaign with an equally unlikely victory last night, clinching the presidency by amassing more than 270 electoral votes. Though he surpassed Hillary Clinton in the electoral vote, he did not surpass her in the popular vote. She's holding on tight to that as of this morning. I sat down with Seth McKee, professor over in political science, and we're going to talk about polling and punditry and does it need a deep reexamination? Joining me this morning is Seth McKee, associate professor at political science. Drinking coffee, had been a long night.
Yeah.
Sitting up watching everything.
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
I am very surprised. I'm more surprised about who the candidate is who's going to be president than the outcome. But even the outcome, I think, is a surprise to most everyone, even Republicans. And so, yeah, in that sense, I mean, this is just a remarkably historic election. I think even Trump supporters have to be surprised.
I'm
not sure who isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny to use the term political science because we often laugh about how scientific we are. Maybe the art side of the science deserves more credit. I'm glad I'm not a pollster. I'm glad I'm not an active political scientist who tweets and sticks their feet in the ground about who's going to win. I mean, this is just a remarkable moment in American history.
And the polls leading up to Election Day were very misleading. We all thought one thing and got something else.
They really were. And even to the extent that we had all these battlegrounds that really sort of shook out as battlegrounds, even though they were so close in the margin of error, as we like to say, that there's not really a statistical difference, Hillary Clinton was usually leading in that margin of error in most of those states. And what do we find? That she's losing basically all of them. His path to victory seemed so improbable to the extent that polling did not put in place some of the states he had to carry to win. And yet he carried them. We're talking Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Michigan and Pennsylvania, the last time they went for a Republican was 1988, 28 years ago. Wisconsin, the last time it went for a Republican was 32 years ago. Reagan versus Mondale in 1984. And none of those three states were considered states that he was going to grab, but they were exactly the kinds of states that we knew he had to win to be president. They had very large, industrial, blue-collar, white working class, not college-educated men. That's what they had. And they came out, comparatively speaking, in force. So that's the dynamic that he had to have. Everyone knew that in terms of the people who study these things. That's what he had to have. He got it. So it materialized. I think that's the shocker, is that people thought as Election Day neared that it wasn't going to manifest itself. But it did.
It was certainly a tipping point for the Trump campaign.
It was.
Do you think that the election of Donald Trump, do you think it speaks ill towards Hillary, or does it maybe speak ill of Barack Obama?
I think more Hillary. I don't think it has hardly anything to do with Barack Obama. I don't know if he's upset that he couldn't pass the baton off or not. Well, of course he is.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's upset, but this is one thing I would say, is that I don't mean to be too flippant about this, but the Obama coalition was the Obama coalition.
Mm-hmm.
It did not transfer. African Americans did not turn out at the rate they needed to. One of the real shockers, if we trust the exit polls, and now I'm going to say if with any poll, is that the Latino vote apparently went 29% for Trump. That's 2 percentage points better than Romney. He said the things he said. And if we believe the exit poll, he didn't suffer at all compared to the last person who said that the Hispanic vote did him in. Think about that. That is one of, you know, you think of these nuggets when you do a postmortem. That's one of them, right? Is that if that Latino vote had gone about 19%, what we thought, that's what most polls showed.
Right.
He'd get about 19, 20%. He did about 10 percentage points better than that. So if we think about, you know, these different features of the election that were just wrong in terms of what we saw forecasted. Again, at the end of the day, the only poll that matters is the one on Election Day.
Join us again on Friday when we discuss what a Trump presidency might look like. I'm Brandy Blake.
This has been Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.